And I've always loved that song by John Peterson ever since the first time I ever heard it, back in 1952 when we were living in Oxnard, California. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the worlds in space. But when God saved my soul, when He cleansed and made me whole, that took a miracle of love and grace. The song talks about that miraculous working of God's tremendous grace that He can do within the heart of anybody. No one is beyond hope. No one is so lost and so gone astray but what the hand of God can touch him or her if they are willing to be touched. A lot of people aren't willing to be touched. They would rather be left alone in their darkness and their misery and their sin. That's hard to understand, but it's true. Many a person would rather be left alone. Well, kind of like the children of Israel. You remember when the going would get rough there in the wilderness on their way to Canaan, they would complain to Moses, and they would say, "Isn't this what we told you when we were back in Egypt? Let us alone. Let us alone." And they said, were there not enough graves back in Egypt that you had to bring us out here in the wilderness to bury us and put us in graves out here and nowhere? Let us alone. Even though, miraculously, God was leading them from darkness to light, from the house of bondage into liberty, into His inheritance. But they kept saying during those 40 years of wandering, why didn't you just leave us alone? There's many a sinner like that. Even though they're miserable and steeped in darkness and corruption and the awfulness of sin with all of its consequences, because, you know, the Bible says what a man sows, he's going to reap. They would rather be left alone and die in their sins than for someone to come and say, don't you know that Jesus died on the cross for you? Don't you know that you can be set free? You don't have to be bound any longer. You can be set free and walk at liberty. But they don't want that. Jesus asked the man sitting there at the pool of Bethesda, wilt thou be made whole? What a question. Wilt thou be made whole? He was paralyzed. He couldn't walk. That's a good question to ask someone who is in need. Do you want to be touched? Do you want healing? Do you want to be made whole? A lot of people would rather just keep feeling sorry for themselves and give in to self-pity. And they don't want the shades of darkness to be lifted. They would rather feel gloomy. That's hard to believe. But I'm afraid there are a lot of people like that. Because there is some kind of morbid enjoyment in feeling sorry for oneself and giving in to all your aches and pains and hurts and sinfulness and despair. But Jesus comes along to set us free. Let's accept that instead. Let's give up the land of bondage. Let's leave Egypt and start heading toward Canaan. Lord, set my spirit free that I may worship Thee. Set my spirit free that I may praise Thy name. Let all bondage go. Let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free that I may praise Thee and love Thee. Well, this is John Thrasher, and I sure look forward to spending these 30 minutes devotionally with you and talking about that miraculous working of God's grace that John Peterson's song gave to us. And it took a miracle. I think it goes right along with Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. That's tremendous, isn't it? God is able to save us to the uttermost. The word uttermost means completely. He didn't start with us in the outset of our journey to abandon us along the way and for His grace to run out and for heaven's supplies to be too short to see us through. No. praise God, He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to His power that worketh in us. The abundance of His supply, the miracle of His working grace. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. Here is another great verse of Scripture which speaks of the superabundance of God's grace and mercy and love. Maybe you don't remember ever reading this. You seldom ever hear it preached on. I don't know why, because it's one of the best scriptures in all the Bible. It's found in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 21. And see if you don't think this speaks of the abundance of God's might and grace and mercy. The prophet said, "But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams." Now you think of that imagery that the prophet gives to us. "But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams." Have you ever stood on the shores of an area where two giant rivers came together and one flowed into the other, and the wide expanse of that water? Maybe where the Ohio flows into the Mississippi, or where the Snake River out west enters into the Columbia. That wide expanse of water that certainly speaks of an overabundance of supply, the vastness, the wideness of it. And Isaiah said, "But there the glorious Lord, He's going to be just like that. He will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams." Frances Ridley Havergill takes up this thought in her old hymn, "Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it floweth fuller every day, perfect yet it groweth deeper all the way. Hidden in the hollow of His blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the spirit there. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised, perfect peace and rest." Oh, dear friend, do you want the Lord God to be unto you today that place of broad rivers and streams? Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, and in His miracle working power of His grace and love and mercy, do His work of grace within your heart and life. Well, just be receptive. Open your heart. Don't you remember the scripture that says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." We have to be receptive. You have to open the door and say, "Lord Jesus, I want You. Come into my heart, come into my life. Where others may reject You and use Your name in vain, Lord, I open the door of my heart and I welcome those mighty streams, that great river of grace, to come into my heart and soul." Let's pray for it right now. Let's receive it right now in Jesus' name. Like a river glorious is God's wondrous love and grace.
As we come.
Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. I love that expression, stayed upon Jehovah, and is taken right out of the Bible. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. That word stay means to find a support, to lean upon. Lord, teach us how to lean upon you. You've heard the old song, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. That's taken out of the Bible too, in the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the congregation of Israel, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And we're taught in the Scripture, Old and New Testaments, that we are to put our trust in God, that we are to lean upon God, to stay upon Jehovah, to find in him those everlasting arms of support. Now listen, that's not a symbol of weakness. When I talk to you about leaning upon the Lord, please don't get in your mind some image of weakness. That's a symbol of strength. And it's utter foolishness to lean on yourself and to be all self-sufficient and who needs God? I don't need God. And that's foolishness to think that you can just make it all by yourself. In God we trust is the motto here in the United States of America. Many a person would want to destroy that and take it away and don't let it be on our money or anything else and take away the national anthem. In God we trust. That's not a symbol of weakness. That's wisdom. That's being smart. Because when we stay upon Jehovah, we are going to be winners, not losers. You trust in yourself and you're on the way down. You're going to be a failure. I don't care how successful you think you may be, how many empires you can build, how prosperous you can become. If you depend on yourself, in the end, you are going to wind up a failure of the worst kind. Well, kind of like that rich man in the Bible that Jesus talked about. when he said there was a rich man who made so much and he ran out of space and he said, what am I going to do? And he said, I'll pull down the old barn and build a new one, a bigger one and a better one. And he did so and gathered all of his prosperity within the walls of that new facility. And then he said to himself, oh, so you're so prosperous. You've got it all pulled together. You've done such a good job. Now just take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Just relax. Enjoy your leisure. And that night, God said to the man, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be that you have acquired unto yourself? So is he, said Jesus, who is rich in the things of this world, in material things, but is not rich toward God. You depend upon yourself. You build your own empire. You become your own self-made man or woman without God's help. And you're going to be a loser. But you stay upon Jehovah. Put your trust in him. Or as Jesus said in John chapter 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me. Let me abide in you. Without me, you can do nothing. That's what it means to lean upon the Lord. That's what it means to stay upon Jehovah. Without him, without his wisdom, his understanding, his guidance and direction, without his strengthening and empowering, we can do absolutely nothing. Oh, there are times that in our pride, we think we can do so much without God. We can be a great nation without God. We can have an educational system without God. We can have politics without God. Well, just look at the mess we're making of things when we shut God out of the life of our nation, out of the life of our community, out of the life of our individual selves. We can't do it. Stayed upon Jehovah. Lord, teach me to lean. That's a symbol of strength and wisdom. Teach me how to lean. Or as the scripture says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Are you leaning on your own ingenuity and skill and strength? Or are you leaning upon Jesus, those everlasting arms? Lord, teach me how to lean. Teach me how to trust.
Each day now for me.
When nothing whereon to lean remains, when strongholds crumble to dust, when nothing is sure but that God still reigns, that is just the time to trust. 'Tis better to walk by faith than sight in this path of yours and mine. And the pitch black night, when there's no outer light, is the time for faith to shine. Well, I enjoy these moments. Moments of devotion. First thing in the morning, before the day really gets underway and you get all tied up in your business and enterprises. Although I'm sure some of you, in fact, maybe many of you, are already at work and already busy doing the things that you have to do, but at least you can be quiet inwardly, no matter how busy you are outwardly, and just let the Lord touch your heart. Let God speak to your soul in a very special way. Let Him teach us how to lean upon Him. And I enjoy these times that we can spend together in devotions. Just an opportunity to remind those throughout the community that there is a God in heaven who cares and understands. There is a Savior who loves you. Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When from my deep grief I find no relief and the tears flow all the night long, does Jesus care? Oh, yes, He cares. And that's why I count this such a privilege for 30 minutes every morning, Monday through Friday, to share Christ with you, the Savior. I don't really like talking about churches and creeds and dogmas and differences. I would rather talk about the things that change men's lives. And Jesus does that. The power of His Holy Spirit does that. His divine grace does that. There's enough debating and arguing over religion and has been down through the centuries. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about His grace and power and how that when you fall in love with Christ Jesus, the lover of our soul, He makes the difference. And His Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. You don't have to worry about that. We do need to believe correctly. We do need to rightly divide the word of truth, of course. And there is time and place for contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. Only always do it in the spirit of love and grace. Or as I think it was D.L. Moody who said, preach hell, but preach it with tears in your eyes. And there are times that we need to debate the great topics of our Christian faith, but always do it in the spirit of love and peace and calmness and compassion. And when Jesus is lifted up, you know what He said? And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And that's my desire. I want to so lift up Christ. I don't want to lift up the Baptist church. I don't want to lift up the Christian church. I don't want to lift up the Assembly of God church or the Presbyterian or the Nazarene. I want to lift up Jesus and talk to you about the one who can make all the difference in the world in your life as He touches you because He understands. He understands. Thank God for that. Well, I've enjoyed this half hour. Thanks for joining with me. This is John Thrasher. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a nice day. Walk with God, lean upon the Lord, stay upon Jehovah, and you'll never fail.